It should also be remembered that the Arboretum was, as far as its university position was concerned, was a piece and part of the College of Forest Resources, and had been really right from its very inception. It was therefore not only a part of the College of Forest Resources, but indeed it was a piece and part of the University of Washington as well. And that indeed is were some of the conflicts that came up, and I'd like to go into a little bit of that. For indeed, in 1972, when Brian Mulligan stepped down as the director, the university was kind of at a crossroads as to what it was going to do within the Arboretum, and because there was a number of problems that surfaced at that time. First, there was a state budget problem. The university's had a number of budgetary issues over the years, including they're going to have another one this year, of course. But in 1972, they had one, and there was a general decrease in the overall state appropriations, and there was a committee that was formed by the state legislature to look into how state expenditures were being made. And in particular, they were looking at the University of Washington, at least as one of the points of examination. And they asked a very hard question to the university, and that is, just what part does the Arboretum play in terms of the university's overall programs? Because indeed, the property itself is owned by the City of Seattle. And secondly, most of the programs that were related to it were kind of broad programs involving the City of Seattle, and the Arboretum Foundation led many of these programs. And the appearance of the university itself in terms of definitive research or teaching efforts was pretty remote, pretty minor, I'd have to say. And so the legislature did ask a very hard and important question that, with a very substantial output of state funding, was the Arboretum a good expenditure for the University of Washington to be making? Secondly, there was a huge disagreement that came up at that time between and within the Arboretum Foundation. And it became not just one organization, but it splintered. And a group broke away from it, and they called themselves the Friends of the Arboretum. And that was led by a dear Mrs. Betty Miller, whom this very facility is named after. And she and a group of very influential people did walk away from the foundation at that time, formed a splinter group, called themselves the Friends of the Arboretum, argued that they indeed were supportive to the university's cause and not to their own cause, is how they made the distinction. Because of the difficulties that were coming up within the supporting groups and because of the budgetary issues of the university itself, why the university was not and the college was not in a position to name a director. They felt that first, anyone that would be really satisfactory would not take the job under these circumstances. And so what they wanted to do was put in together some kind of holding action. And their holding action was to tap a very junior faculty member,